This is Casey Current. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Artist Paul Anthony Smith is riding the wave of early success. Just a few years after graduating from the Kansas City Art Institute, Smith was invited to do a one-person show at the Zier Smith Gallery in New York. And recently, he was listed by the Huffington Post as one of America's top 30 black artists under 40. His paintings take a fresh look at the lives of everyday people in his home country of Jamaica. Casey Current's Susan Wilson went to talk to Paul Anthony Smith about his work at his studio and home in the Crossroads Arts District.
Paul Anthony Smith greets me with a warm smile in front of his studio in the Crossroads District. He has a smooth mahogany face and short dreadlocks sprouting from the top of his head. His studio is bare bones, a couch, a chair, and a desk, but the walls are nearly covered with canvases. These are his works in progress.
I think of them as kids.
Smith's art often focuses on images of family, like a large painting of his grandmother Isilda, who passed away.
I do miss her, and it's that painting was a way of looking back at her. At the time, it was also meditative and is commemorating her life.
Politics, class struggles, and history are also recurrent themes in Smith's work, like his piece Norman Manley's Cabinet. It's an homage to the men who established Jamaica's first political party, each wearing a shiny balaclava or ski mask. Manley led a hard-fought battle for Jamaica's independence from the British and the Spanish in 1962 and later became prime minister.
Jamaica's history, the past of Jamaica, religious Rastafarian culture, creates the current people. I feel like a lot of those people there in Jamaica, even though it was once a big tourism industry, I think the tourism industry has gone down since I left there back in the 90s. And the economy is going down. And it's just looking at where Jamaica has come from. And I always question, should Jamaica have gained independence back in the 60s.
Paul Anthony Smith grew up in a town called Port Antonio in Jamaica. He moved with his family to Miami when he was 9. Smith credits his mother for recognizing his interest in art and nurturing it throughout his childhood.
She supported me in those days. You know, if I needed some pencils, crayons, watercolor, whatever it was, I remember that my mom was always there. If I asked her for it, she'd get it for me because she knows that's what I want to do after school.
His father always wanted him to become an architect, but Paul Anthony Smith ended up at the Kansas City Art Institute. Eager to show his dad what he was up to in art school, Smith sent him a print he had done of the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, who is revered in Jamaica as a symbol of Rastafarianism.
You know, my dad never really looked at my work, and this was the one point that I really wanted him to, like, see that, oh, hey, I'm using something of his interest. But the way how I worked with this piece is that I somewhat defaced the image, putting a balaclava mask over this guy's face and mailing it to him, you know. And he had a negative reaction to it and thought I was very disrespectful. But you know what? You have to do these things in life for someone to... You have to get their attention somehow. And this was my way to get his attention. Because he's kind of ignored my work for a number of years. And you know, it's okay. I just laugh at it at times.
The Haile Selassie print features a signature technique that Smith uses in many of his pieces called picotage. It's an 18th century French technique of making holes into a pattern on an image. He uses the technique to tear the surface of scanned photographs, making them glittery. They shimmer with an eerie glow and a sense of mystery. His piece, Non-Tourist Location, features Jamaican men sitting on a curb, their faces and bodies glistening with picotage markings.
I'm using a ceramic needle tool. It's like going back to ceramics and removing the surface layer of the paper, which I'm picking at to create this tear in the surface. It's kind of like scarification and modifying the images that I'm picking away at.
In addition to picotage, Smith is known for his ceramic sculptures, perfected during a ceramics residency in Colorado. There he crafted large ceramic figures of tarmac workers, people who work near the runways at airports, who are recurring characters in his work. The tarmac workers are Smith's way of saying that the lives of everyday people, like the working class family he comes from, are significant.
They make up the larger community that helps with the tourist that comes into the country. But it's also, they make up the infrastructure of how the country's economy these are people that are overlooked, but they're always necessary for us to go and enjoy ourselves that we overlook. And I always like these guys.
Making a living as an artist is something many struggle for years to accomplish. Rochelle Smith, executive director of the H&R Block Art Space, met Paul Anthony Smith, no relation, early on as an art student.
He's very inspired by visual culture and images that we find and see in the media, but I think he's also interested in mining his own history and the history of his family and from where they come from.
She says this is subject matter that lots of contemporary artists are dealing with, but Paul's approach is innovative.
I think Paul's really exploring those traditions, but doing it with new materials and new ideas, and that's pretty exciting.
Examples of this are seen in works like The Queen, a portrait of Queen Elizabeth, a prominent figure during Jamaica's independence. Smith covers her face in a picotage pattern, leaving only the eyes, and a porcelain relief work where he merges his face with political figures, entitled Paul Lincoln, Paul Obama, and Paul McCain.
I made those during the 2008 presidential election. And again, I think I was looking at the histories of the black people in America, not African Americans in general, but just like the black people and where we've come from as a nation. In those pieces, I created my faces within them just to, you know, have like a self-reflection of where I see myself in them. Who do I believe in? Who do I trust at the time?
Smith is known for covering the faces of his subjects with masks, like the piece called Roz, meaning king. It features a mask from the Congo, embellished with picotage or other decoration. Smith meticulously researches the ceremonial purpose of each mask. Locally, this piece interested the Nerman Museum, who purchased the work for its collection.
Mask disguise the figure, allowing them to be free.
Freedom to create is what drives Paul Anthony Smith's work. From masks, picotage, ceramic sculpture, and painting, he says that there should be no limitations on how an artist expresses his ideas. Paul Anthony Smith, only 3 years out of art school, is busy creating work for the Charlotte Street Foundation Visual Artist Award exhibition in November, as well as an upcoming show in the McKinney Gallery in Dallas. For KCUR, I'm Susan Wilson.